This is a DJBooth.net exclusive interview.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Z doing it real big, and joining me inside the DJ booth is a singer-songwriter signed to SRC Records, whose debut album is out in stores right now. Hailing from the beautiful island of Barbados, please welcome 23-year-old rising star Chantel. How are you?
Hey.
Thank you for joining me inside the DJ booth.
No problem, Z. Big up the DJ booth.
I appreciate that. Now, several years ago, when you signed your label deal, so we're thinking back for a second, what did you imagine that this day, release day, would be like?
Oh my gosh. You know what? It's so hard to even imagine what it is because you see so many different things. Like, you know, I pay a lot of attention to, you know, other musicians or artists, obviously, because that's what I want to do. So, you know, sometimes you see, you know, it's a big deal where, you know, they're on every morning show and then they're in Virgin Megastore doing signings and stuff like that. And there's all that kind of excitement. But then you see other artists, they may just do a lot of radio that day or do, you know, travel to different markets to promote the album. So I never really knew what to expect, but I just knew it was going to be really exciting, which it is for me right now.
Mm-hmm. So would you say then, from the time that you woke up this morning until you called my studio right now, has this day lived up to your expectations?
Oh my gosh, I haven't even had time, really. Last night was all the action for me, because we called it Chantel's Mad Tea Party, and it was presented by Haynes and Vibe, and so like it was a big party, and I performed, and you know we basically celebrated my album release last night.
A tea party sponsored by an underwear company. Where was my invitation?
They make more than underwear. Curl up in a ball with something Haynes. That's why I sang the song.
Well, Haynes makes sense because, as we all know, T-shirt is your hot right now successful single.
Yeah.
And it has allowed Chantel.
That's a Haynes T-shirt that I'm wearing in the video.
Got to get the plugs in, of course. It has allowed Chantel to become a household name. Does that bug you out when I put those two together, Chantel and household name?
Yeah, it is. It is. It does bug me out. It freaks me out all the time. It freaks me out when I'm going someplace and someone goes, wait a minute, Chantel? Is that Chantel? I'm like, oh my God. I still have to pinch myself. Like, is this real?
It is. You don't have to pinch yourself. Just ask me. It is 100% real. When it comes to household names, there are not many bigger than Beyonce, and her album is out in stores today as well. Were you and your camp at all hesitant about dropping your debut the same day as Ms. Knowles?
Nah, we had put our date out there before we knew hers, mm-hmm. and then she came, you know, her people came out and announced that her date was the same, and we were like, okay, cool. We were rolling with B, you know? Yeah. We were like, we just decided, hey, let's look at it this way. We're rolling with the big guns, you know? B, you know, B's singles are incredible. Her album, I'm sure, is going to be fantastic. And then people like David Cook, you know, his album's also out today. People are either going to like music or not. It's not just about, you know, the day that it's released. It's going to be like, your album's going to be selling for the next week and the week after that. We don't get scared about stuff like that.
No, I absolutely agree with you. Let the music speak for itself. Who else cares who's dropping, as long as what you got's good?
Yeah.
I mentioned T-shirt a second ago, and I'd like to further talk about it. To me, nothing is sexier than when a female wears one of my shirts when I come over to her place. I don't feel like a lot of women need to always get dialed up and cake on the makeup when I come over, though. It's just a turnoff sometimes. So we already know what you wear when you are without your man, thinking about your man. What do you like to wear, though, when you are in his company?
It depends. You know, it depends on where you are. But, you know, if I'm like with a significant other or something, if we're just home chilling, I'll kick it. I'll wear the T-shirt at home. If I'm going out, you know, I like to step it up so like whoever the dude is can feel like, yeah. You know, my girl really cares what she looks like, and I'll put on the heels and the little dresses. And
okay.
That's my favorite thing to wear is, like, you know, like a little dress, cocktail dresses and heels. And I love skinny jeans and heels.
So your fashion selection runs the gamut. You could basically just go about with anything.
Yeah, why not?
Do you think at this point in your career you're ready to make a fashion statement and potentially make women across the United States understand that they could still look sexy and go out in just a t-shirt to the club, or no? Is that not going to work?
Yeah. You know what? I believe it. I do that. You know, there are times where I'll put on, you know, like a little t-shirt and a pair of skinny jeans, and it's all about how you accessorize it. You could be sexy in anything. It's not really about the clothes. It's how you carry them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, There's been so many times where, like, I walked into a place and everyone was all dressed up, and I didn't feel out of place just because I had on jeans or whatever, because I was like, I'm fly. You know, so it's all about how you carry, you know. That's what really sells what you're wearing.
I agree. If Shontelligence was a class that students could enroll in at their local university or college, what would the curriculum consist of? So let's say you're the teacher.
The curriculum would consist of definitely music, for sure. You would have to do some math. I mean, you can't help that. You know, there'll definitely be some surfing classes in there.
Okay.
Hanging out on the beach classes. It would kind of just be like a class on life, you know?
Hey, that's what classes should be about. And after all, knowledge yeah. is power. Speaking of which, you went to school and you are an aspiring lawyer. You pursued a degree in entertainment law. How has that helped you get to the point where you're at today?
Oh, man, it's been incredible. I mean, first of all, the amount of studying that you have to do is crazy. That really prepares you for anything. But on top of that, the knowledge, you know, what you learn when you're studying law. And I also studied philosophy. So, you know, you learn a lot about, you know, in terms of entertainment law, about the industry, things like, for me, the things that are important to know about are mm-hmm. things like copyright and intellectual property. Because if I'm going to be a songwriter or I'm going to have publishing, it's real important to know that stuff. You get to learn about contracts. And, you know, as when you're in this business, the contracts come your way left, right, and center. Like
yep.
almost every day, there's some form of a contract that falls into your lap. If you don't, you know, if you don't understand the language of contracts, you know, all the fine print and the weird things that can go on, you can get caught in a weird place. So it's definitely been helpful learning certain things, because now I can spot things and go, oh ho, really?
You're like, you're not going to take advantage of me today. I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
I know.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. All day
I'm putting
long.
On those pants and walking on that path today.
Exactly. When you were growing up, who were you told in school was the most famous person to hail from Barbados?
Barbados is a big cricket country. Like, cricket is our national sport.
Okay.
You know, like the cricket superstars on the West Indies team.
Okay.
Like this guy named Sir Garfield Sobers. He's like a legend in the cricket world. But then there's also Nicholas Branker, who was like a Grammy Award winning jazz musician and producer from Barbados. He's really incredible, very talented, and so he's like a big deal in Barbados. I mean, I could go on Rupee. You know, Rupee came out real big.
Absolutely. Do you think that if your new album is a worldwide smash success, that the island would consider allowing all of its residents to take off November 18th of every year from here on out?
I don't know, man. I didn't see them do it for Rihanna yet, so I don't know. I would have to sell like 2 million.
Okay.
But I don't know.
And?
But yeah, but they definitely, you know, Barbados does, you know, they'll do things like, you know, like for Rihanna, they hold like they had a big tribute. It was like the whole day was Rihanna Day, and they had like a big tribute, and they made her an ambassador, and they gave her, you know, like diplomatic status and all this fun, you know, all this good stuff, so. Mm.
It's been well documented that you and Rihanna go way back. I've read in several interviews that you guys have both done how proud you are of each other and the success that she has seen certainly up to this point. Chantel, deep down inside,
yeah.
is there any frustration at all because she's been able to accomplish so much up to this point and now you're really just truly beginning your journey?
No, there's no frustration at all. It's so much excitement
mm-hmm.
because it's not even just me. It's other artists from Barbados too. Like, two other artists from Barbados just recently signed record deals. Libby Frank signed to Jive Records, and Hal Linton is also my label mate on Universal Records. You know, it's like this whole buzz where all the artists are so excited that, you know, now there's no doubt that we know that we have a chance to possibly do this. And everyone's so proud of Rihanna, and everyone looks up to her. And, you know, when I was watching her do her thing, I was like living vicariously through her because, you know, we're from the same camp, you know. So I would be asking her a lot of questions and asking the guys a lot of questions. So tell me what it's like. Tell me about the schedule. Tell me about what life is like now. And, you know, just hearing all the stories, like, I just get so excited to be like, okay, now it's, you know, I want to go out and do that too. The only frustration really, like, has nothing to do with that at all. The only frustration comes more so, like, is more like anxiety. Like, you're like, is this really going to pop off? And mm-hmm. I know I've put in so much work. I really hope that people feel it. You know, so it's like an emotional roller coaster.
Well, you can take the anxiety and throw it out the door because the new album, of course, is in stores now. So anything that led up to this point is not a concern any longer. Why, Chantel, should everybody go out and pick up 10 copies of the new album as soon as they're done listening to our interview?
You should go pick up 10 or more copies of Chantelligence because I'm guaranteeing you it is fresh. You've not heard anything like this before, and it's very edgy. Hey, CDs are not that expensive when compared to everything else. Times are bad.
Mm-hmm.
Go buy Chantelligence for everyone and family. It's a feel-good album. It really is.
Well, from everything I've heard thus far, I am super impressed. I can't wait to finish listening to my own copy. Chantel, give everybody a website or a MySpace page, something so they can find out more about you and the new release.
Yeah, guys in the DJ booth, if you're listening and you want to check out more from me, Chantel, you can go to myspace.com/Chantel or my website. Website is ChantelMusic.com, and then I also have a really cool YouTube channel also called Chantel Music.
Listen, I wish you nothing but the best of luck, and again, I thank you so much for taking the time to join me inside the DJ booth.
Thank you, Z. It's my pleasure.